Welcome to this presentation of Bethel Family Church. We hope you enjoy listening and that it helps you to grow closer to Jesus.
A couple of thoughts with you first, and then we're going to hand over to Kerry, who's got some things that she's going to come and share with us this morning too. So you are especially privileged today. Most of you know that Kerry doesn't preach all that often, so God's been putting some things on her heart, so I wanted to give her an opportunity to share this morning, because that's awesome to hear from God, isn't it? But just before I invite Kerry to come up and share the things that she's prepared, there's a couple of things that, as I was preparing and I was talking to God and saying, God, what do you want me to preach about this week? This was kind of before we'd sort of arranged all of this stuff. And there was this one thought. It doesn't very often happen this way, but I was talking to God, saying, God, what do you want me to preach about? And there was one very clear thought that came through, and I'm going to tell you about that in just a second. But for those of you who weren't here last week we talked about the whole kind of New Year and New Year resolutions, and the whole idea that New Year's resolutions are really about us trying to figure out what our priorities ought to be for this year ahead and trying to kind of realign and get things right. But what we talked about last week was, instead of us kind of saying, here's what I think my priorities ought to be for this year, to instead actually take time to talk to God and ask God and say, God, what do you think my priorities ought to be for this year? And we talked about how that's a much better idea, because God actually knows what's going to happen to you during the year. And he's got this amazing way of being able to plan things that sort of don't necessarily seem to make a lot of sense at the time. But when you look back on them, you think, wow, that was actually planned really well. Has anybody ever experienced that? Not many of you? Well, some of you? Some of you are just too, who's too shy to put up their hand? Yeah. Who's not going to put up their hand no matter what I say? All right. So, and what we encourage you to do was to actually take time during this last week, and it may take you more than a week, I understand that, but to take time to actually go away, talk to God, listen to God, and Kerry gave us some awesome kind of practical ways to sort of do that. Which was great. So hopefully those of you who were here last week have done your homework and you've been doing that during the week. I won't ask for a show of hands on that one, but if you weren't here last week, then you get an extension on that assignment. So on that homework assignment, so we'll give you another week to work on that. I know it's school holidays. It's a school holiday assignment. It's okay. Learning ought to never end, should it? So when I came to thinking about what to speak about this week, there was one thought, as I said, that came through really clearly. And what the Lord said to me was this. He said, encourage people that whatever I ask them to do, I've given them everything they need to do it. Encourage people that they have everything they need in Christ to be able to live this kind of awesome life that we want, the kind of awesome life that we're sort of aiming for when we want to reprioritize, when we want to kind of do these things and get back and realign and get our priorities straight. We want to kind of, aren't we aiming for that kind of life where we're confident and we're bold and we're filled with the power of the Holy Spirit and we're walking with victory and we're not being dictated to by hurts and things that have happened in the past, and you know, we're just going for it and conquering fear, and you know, that's kind of what we're going for, isn't it? We're going for that abundant, joy-filled, peace-filled, spirit-filled kind of life, and that's kind of the thing that we all have, this innate desire for awesomeness. Some of us are further along the track than others in our quest for awesomeness, but God says, this is actually the life that I want you to have. And so I said to God, that's awesome, God. Now can you give me like the 3 points and the illustrations and the scriptures and whatever to go with that? And it didn't come. And I'm thinking, okay. So But I did have one illustration. All right, I've got one illustration, and then the reason that I think that he didn't give me all the bullet points and the scriptures and stuff is because he was actually putting some stuff on Kerry's heart. So I'm going to give you one illustration, and then I'm going to hand over to Kerry, and she's going to share some stuff, all right? All right, so here's my illustration. The scripture talks about how God has blessed us with so much stuff. We are joint heirs with Christ, and we've been given all this kind of stuff. So Gary, I really want to bless you this week. I have, I know that there's some stuff that you need, right? So I've put $10,000 in a bank account for you. Yes. Yeah, isn't that awesome? Fantastic. All right. Now, how much good is that going to do for Gary? Right now, what are you thinking right now? I know that you're thinking that that's not real because I'm too poor, but let's just assume for a minute that you believed me, putting aside all that other stuff. What would you be thinking?
Great holiday.
Yep. Great holiday. How are you going to pay for your holiday? Right. How are you going to get that money? Which bank? Don't say the Commonwealth Bank, you indoctrinated human being. Okay, I haven't told him how to access that, have I? I haven't given him a card, a credit card, an ATM card. I haven't even told him what bank it is. I haven't told him where it is. Right, even if I told him what bank it was, he needs some way to be able to access that money. And it's a little bit like that sometimes for us. We have this incredible inheritance of riches and blessings that the Word of God says very clearly is ours. As children of God, we are heirs of everything that He has. What He has is ours. But sometimes we know that the reality of that in our life doesn't appear because we don't always know how to access all of those things that legally belong to us. And part of the challenge for us and part of the growing process and the learning process for us is not in trying to earn more because we already have more than we could ever use that is legally ours, but it's learning how to tap into and access what God has actually already given to us in Christ. Stunned silence. All right. All right. Isn't that an awesome thought? And it's a great thought because it means that we're not trying to struggle. We're not trying to wrestle in terms of trying to earn more stuff from God, but we can rejoice in that. We just got to figure out how to tap into it. Okay. I hand over to Kerry. Thanks, Kerry. The bank. Yeah. All right. No worries, mate. Yeah. Good luck.
It is. Now, I've been sitting there thinking, now, where am I going to talk from? Because if I talk down here, I'm too short. And then where am I going to put my paper? So anyway, let's try this. And if I chop and change. Yep. Sorry, can you see me? Yep. Okay. I don't know. I think I might be crazy because maybe we just need to send Caleb to the back of the auditorium. I'm not doing children's church now because it's school holidays, and so I'm preaching, which I'm doing voluntarily, which I said I would never do. Right? Okay. So God does stuff in us, doesn't he? He changes us. Okay. So we were talking about last week getting a sense of God's direction for our lives. We were talking about, instead of making New Year's resolutions, asking God what his vision for our life is, rather than coming in our own strength and going, okay, I'm going to, lose weight, and what were the ones on your little checklist? Lose weight, do more exercise, get more sleep, things like that. But coming to God and saying, hey, God, what do you want for me this year? And asking him and then learning to wait on him. So over last year, I can say that now, I keep forgetting. Over last year, God showed me I suppose, some new things and some new teaching, some new learning. And I was listening to a guy called Graham Cook. I don't know if some of you might know him, not know him personally, but have heard him. And there were some things that he talked about that really made a difference to my life. And in this asking God what he wants for us. Now, last week we also talked about the scripture in James 1, verse 5, when, well, first of all, we started asking, did that one get on there? Oh, it did. If you need wisdom, ask our generous God and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. So we talked about, first of all, coming to him and asking for it. Did you do the next part? Okay, I have to remember it. By memory, it was the next part of James was something about if you doubt, then you're like a wave tossed in the wind, right? So that's my paraphrasing, okay, without having the words in front of me. And I think that when we ask God for what he wants for us, whether it's our vision or just our daily life, and we get an answer from him, and it sits with us, and we talked about this, when we get that answer from him and we know it's from him, it sits with peace. It's just like, yeah, like that feels right. That might be scary, but like it feels right. And then this is what I do, right? Oh, that feels really good. Like, yeah, that's what God wants me to do. And then I start thinking, well, but what if I mess that up? Well, what if I get that wrong? Or what if I didn't have enough money for that? Or what if this happens? What if that happens? And so we lose the peace because we begin to doubt or we begin to stress. And so we are then being tossed in the waves back and forth with all of that doubt that's in our head, right? And so it was about sitting in that peace that he has for us. Okay, so how do we stand strong in the vision and direction God has given us without doubting? This is something that I've learned over this year. To begin to look at that vision or that comes with its problems as a challenge. That it's not a problem when things go wrong. Because you know how sometimes God can go, okay, you can going along, things are going right, and then suddenly something goes totally wrong. And you think, oh, here's the doubt, here's the toss, maybe I wasn't supposed to do that. And so we begin to doubt, oh, maybe I didn't hear from God, maybe it was wrong, maybe it was my own thoughts. And we go back and forth. But instead of looking at those problems that come at us as problems, to look at them as challenges. How can I overcome this? How can I get through this? And some of the questions that I have written down in it is asking God, first of all, for discernment when that problem comes our way. And we can ask him for the discernment like, is this a spiritual attack? Is maybe God trying to open my eyes to something I've never seen before? Maybe God is giving me an opportunity to grow. That's not usually one we like to think of, right? We go, yes, God is giving me an opportunity to grow. But this is the funny thing about Graham Cook's sermons is this is one of the things he says. He goes, he goes and rings up his friend and says, hey, guess what? I've got a problem. Like, and he's excited about his problem because it's an opportunity for growth. And so it's about turning those problems into challenges and opportunities to grow. Where can we go in God? What has he got for us? Rather than going, okay, maybe I've got this wrong. Maybe I'm doing the wrong thing. Maybe I'm under spiritual attack. I mean, yeah, sometimes we are under spiritual attack and those things do come at us. But then it's coming back to God and working out how we're going to deal with it. To going back to prayer. Okay, so Caleb was talking about God has given us everything we need already. He has given us everything we need to be able to tackle these problems. So That is because Jesus died on the cross for us, right? When he died on the cross, he took the sin away, he took everything away, and he also gave us all of those promises that God has given us in the word of, in his word. He gave us those promises to live freely in, that we don't have to come and make messy sacrifices like before Jesus died. We get to come to him freely and ask for that stuff. So, God has forgiven us as well. And when he's forgiven us, we need to accept that. That's another thing. He's forgiven us. The nature of God is not to dwell on sin. That's often our nature. We'll dwell on what we've done wrong, how we can make it better, and feel sorry for ourselves. God doesn't dwell in that. He's not there. He says, you're forgiven. Let's go. Yeah? So, one of the ways that Graham Cook, one of the things that Graham Cook talks about is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. He has given us the fruit of the Holy Spirit. We've got that scripture. I've given Caleb the power of the doflicky thingy because I'm not so good with technology and I'll probably go backwards or something. We'll turn it off. So, he's given us the fruit of the Holy Spirit in Galatians 5:22. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, kindness. Oh, hang on. Peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Who's singing a song right now? Gentleness and self-control. Oh, there is no law against these things. God has given us these things. These are about our character. And so when the trials come at us, we can grab this stuff because this is our character. Rather than grabbing the doubts and being tossed in the wind, we can grab the fruit of the Holy Spirit and go, okay, if I'm stressing about this, can you put the next one up for me? This made me laugh. Yeah. If we're stressing about stuff, then we can ask for peace. We can grab that fruit of the Holy Spirit and ask for peace. If we're really worried, if we're waiting on something that hasn't happened yet, we can ask for patience. Now, the thing is that I really learned with this stuff is that God has given all of that to us. He's given us all the peace, all the patience, all the love, all of the rest of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. He's given it all to us. But we don't access it very often on a daily basis, do we? So how can we access it? How can we tap into that? Seeing our problems as challenges, to changing our mindset, to changing our attitude, but then to ask God to increase in you what is missing. Do you need a bit of extra love? Because it's hard to love that really hard to love person who's really getting on your nerves. Do you need more patience with... Oh, look at my kids. Do you need more patience with the kids? Yes, sometimes I do. Do you need to approach a situation with more gentleness? And you're really, really struggling to be gentle and to be kind in a situation. Do you need more of that? And it's hard to find because doing things in our own strength doesn't get us anywhere. It is hard to do it in our own strength. When we ask God to increase that in us, he gives it to us. And so I have been trying this out over the last year. And I have really found that God has increased my peace. I have been a person who struggles with stress. I'm sure there's no one else in the room who struggles with stress like that. But I also can struggle with stress to a point where I have anxiety attacks. And part of it was a lot of other problems with my health. And so once I got my health sorted out, I still found that I was having anxiety attacks and they didn't go away. And so I knew then that I had to come to God I was already in the beginning, and ask him to increase that peace, to ask him to help me to do it. Now, I'm a counselor, so I've got all of the things in my head. Okay, you need to breathe, you can write things down, you can, you know, I've got all of that knowledge, but it doesn't necessarily change the fact that I can still have a panic attack. And so last year, I told you last week that God gave to me the vision or the goal for my year was to just go look after my kids first. Kids first before anything else. And so that also meant then that I was doing a lot of trips to the dance studio. So we live at this end of town. Dance studio is that end of town. And so that's lots of running back and forth and all of that kind of stuff and money. And I felt that God gave me the strength through that and to have less anxiety through that and less worry about the money. I mentioned dance mostly because Hannah, I'm mentioning you again. She was in a competition in Port Pirie. And so this meant that one of us needed to take her to Port Pirie. And so this was something that I hadn't done in a long time, was travel by myself, it was a great opportunity because it meant like Hannah and I got to spend time alone. That's never happened because we have four kids, right? And I had to ask God to increase my peace while I traveled, because that was like... You know, like those thoughts like, what if there's a car accident? What if I have a car accident? What if someone else gets in my way? What if, what if, what if, what if, what if, what if? And I'm being tossed around like nothing, you know. And so I asked for more peace. And so this was my trial to ask for more peace. And I just like, I was amazed, so amazed at what God did in me. I just was so calm. Which is good, because Hannah started stressing because, you know, she has to get ready and, you know, she's doing a competition. I'm just like, yeah, it's okay, Hannah. It'll be right. You know, that's not normally me, right? Okay. Some of you have worked with me. and so I just want to encourage you to tap into that, to find out what it is that you're missing in those character traits and go, okay, God, increase that in me. Build that in me so that I know who you are even more. You know, you get to know God even more. So I have some more scriptures for you to remember to ask God how to go about facing your problems and challenges. And because he's given us the scriptures, he's given us promises. So the first one is Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. And mine's different. Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. That's a promise. He promises that. So we need to come to him and we need to ask for that, to sit in that. The next one is Jeremiah 29:11. Some of you might be singing the song in your head. Some of you will just know this scripture. But let's not do this as, okay, yep, that's one I've learned, that's a memorized one. Okay, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and to not harm you. The plans to give you a hope and a future. This is a promise from God. This is life to the full. All right, and Philippians 4:6-7. Do not be anxious about everything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Go to him. And the peace that transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This is a promise. He says, if you come and ask me, I'm going to give you this. Okay, and the last one I have is a promise. I wanted to put lots and lots of scriptures, but here's my short version. Philippians 4:13. Before Paul says this, he talks about that he has learned how to be satisfied in every situation. He's learned how to live with lots of things, and he's learned to live with nothing. And so then he says, "For I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." This is a promise from God. He will give us his strength. Okay. So, once I've grasped this concept, I felt like my walk with God went to the next level. And these are words that I kind of got from Graham Cook. He talks about being upgraded, leveling up, which I think is really good in our time and age, because what do we do most of the time is play games on our iPads and our phones, right? We want to level up. And so when we grasp some of these concepts, we level up in him. And he gives us stuff. So one of the things, another thing that I felt that God did in me was last year, another thing that a goal that he gave me or vision that he gave me was for the children's ministry. So if you don't know, I run the children's ministry here as well. And it's pretty small. And I've been asking God, what do you want? Do you want me to just accept that this is where it is at, or do you want growth? Where do you want us to go in this ministry area? And I was out shopping for getting started for the year, and I felt that God said, buy some gift bags, buy those journal books, and make some gift bags up for new students, for new kids coming in. And so I went, oh, how much? Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'll just do 10. Don't know if that was my thought or God's thought or whatever. That was one of the ones I wasn't completely sure of, but I just made a number. Went, okay, I'm going to go with this. So term one went by. Still the same kids. Term two went by. Still the same kids. Which I love. I love my kids. I love you kids in children's church. Term three, and we were still in the same position. And then we were planning, the kids' church were planning a service here for you guys. We're on stage, you might remember that. And the kids led the service. And when we're planning the service, it was the kids who said to me, "Kerry, let's share about our gift bags." Because what I had done is I took the gift bags in, talked to the kids about the gift bags and said, "We're going to pray for new kids to come. Grab a bag and think of somebody, maybe an age or a boy or a girl, and pray for that person." And so we'd been doing this. And I'm thinking, God, I'm hope that I'd like heard you right. And I was doing the tossing about. I'm like, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I should just give it up. Maybe I shouldn't do it. And then the 1 week I'd go, "No, I'm not even going to touch the bags today." The kids would go, "We've got to pray, Kerry." Okay. I love kids. And so we did that service. And so we shared that with you guys. And we brought the bags in. We got you guys to stand with us and to pray with us. And, you know, the next week, we had a visitor come and we gave a bag away. The week after that, another visitor came, a different visitor, and we gave another bag away. And then the week after that, we gave 3 bags away. And so, God was teaching me the fruit of the Spirit, faithfulness. Because I was losing faith. I was like, I don't know, maybe I was wrong, maybe God's not going to do it, maybe, but. So in some of that time, while I would lose it and then I'd get back and learning this stuff, I'd go, okay, God, increase my faithfulness. And so in that term three, I started to talk to the kids about the fruit of the Spirit, faithfulness. I know that we haven't seen new kids yet, but let's ask God for faithfulness. So for us to be faithful, to keep on believing that that's going to happen and that God will be faithful. And he was. And like that was a huge lesson for me. And it was a lesson in patience too. to ask God to increase patience and increase faithfulness. And he did. All right. And so I think I leveled up. I hope I did. Someone else should do the sound effects, not me. So I suppose like what I'm saying in this is when we want to level up, it's not easy. It's not easy. How long have we been going for? Do I have time for another example? All right. This one was God asked me to fast and to pray. One of the things on that list was for the health of our family, because we, I don't know, seems like we're constantly always like somebody's got something, right? Someone's unwell with something. With four kids, six people in the family, I thought that was normal. And then I talked to a friend who had a family about the same size, and they had kids the same age, nearly, except not as old as Hayden, so 15 and down. And they said, oh, Kerry, do you know, like, who's a good doctor? And I went, what? Like, you don't have a doctor? Like, that you know really well? Like, I go to the doctor often, like, you know? And so it was like this challenge that God said to me that it's not supposed to be this way. But I didn't really know what to do about it. And so I felt that God had asked me to fast and pray. So here are the challenges that happened. So I started, right? And my fasting is not going off food for a long period of time. I choose some different fasts just to let you know that. I don't know why I needed to let you know that. But anyway, so this is what happened. I came under some massive accusation and intimidation. Can't go into that. I got a migraine. Amy got concussion. Hannah had a massive pain in her stomach, and we thought, is this like appendix? Nearly went to the hospital. Didn't. And then Katie, most of the week, was struggling with going to sleep and a bit of stress. And so I just thought, oh, maybe I got this wrong. Maybe I wasn't supposed to. And so I kind of stopped. But then God challenged me again. And I only know this stuff, right, because I wrote it down in my journal. That's like, that's how I remember. Like when I was looking at it, I went, oh, okay. Things got hard again. When I started again. This time, Hannah had her meningococcal vaccine and had not a hugely bad reaction, but she was not very well with it. Amy still had concussion. She wasn't getting any better, and we had to have a CT scan. Katie got tonsillitis, and we had an intruder in our back room, in our rumpus room, not attached to the house, and Caleb got knocked over by him and injured. And some of you have heard that story. If you haven't, you can ask him later. That was all in the next week that I decided to fast and pray. And so I'm thinking now, all right, like, you know when you go to do something that you know that God has told you to do and you just go, like, things start going wrong and you think, well, maybe I've got it wrong again? Because that's kind of like us, human nature seems to think like that. That if things don't go right when we're doing the right thing, then maybe something's wrong. But instead, I looked at it, okay, well, I'm doing something right this time. This time, I'm going to level up on this one. And I stuck with it. And I didn't see massive changes straight away, which, I don't know, maybe we have high expectations sometimes too of God to go, okay, well, I'm doing this, so you're gonna do that. But over time, and I, the reason I wanted to share it was because I reflected on it last night and I looked at it and went, hang on a minute. Since then, our family has not had as much sickness. It actually has been so much better. Katie had had like three bouts of tonsillitis through the year, and we were looking at getting her tonsils out. That stuff sort of all settled down, and I thought, wow, isn't that amazing? And that's because I kept going. I leveled up, yay! to continue on doing what God asked me to do. And so really want to encourage you to follow God's plan for your life, to walk in what he wants for you, not what he wants for the person next to you, because he has a different plan for each of our lives, and we can't compare ourselves to other people and what they're going through and what they're doing. Because he has a plan for you. He loves you. And he knows what you're going through. And he knows what you're feeling. And he will be there for you. And spend time with him so that you can work that out, so that you know what he wants for you. You can't find that out from someone if you don't spend time with them, can you? What they want. So, John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Yeah? Who wants that? Life to the full? Yeah. Even through the challenges, even through the trials, we're going to get those problems and go, guess what? I've got a problem. Okay? To each other, we can come to each other and say, guess what? I've got a problem. I'm going to get to level up. I'm going to get to grow in Christ. I'm going to get closer to him and more intimate with him. And I'm going to get stronger. All right, let's pray together. Father, we thank you so much that you are a good God. As we sang that song today, God, you are so good. That I am blessed, that I am whole, that I am healed, that I am anointed. Jesus, give us the strength to keep on walking through the challenges and the problems. Give us the knowledge to know how to level up in our situation and to grab the fruit of the Holy Spirit and to ask you to increase that in us. Lord, we ask you to increase it in us right now. I just want you to think of what is it right now that you know that you need more of from the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Just in your mind, just think of that word. And now, just ask him to increase that in you. Father, we come before you with open hearts and open minds. And we want to follow your path for our life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening to today's message. For more information or to listen to other podcasts, head to our website at bethelcrc.org.au or check out Bethel Family Church on Facebook.